Similarly, long-run returns provide support for the grand theory of inequality set out in 2013 by Thomas Piketty, a French economist, who suggested, based in part on his own data gathering, that the rate of return on capital was typically higher than the growth rate of the economy. As a consequence, the stock of wealth should grow over time relative to GDP. And because wealth is less evenly distributed than income, this growth should push the economy towards ever higher levels of inequality. Mr. Piketty summed up this contention in the pithy expression, R is greater than G. In fact, that may understate the case, according to the newly gathered figures. In most times and places, R, which the authors calculate as the average return across all assets, both safe and risky, is well above G, or GDP growth. Since 1870, they reckon, the average real return on wealth has been about 6% a year, whereas real GDP growth has been roughly 3% a year on average. Only during the First and Second World Wars did rates of return drop much below growth rates. And in recent decades, the great compression in incomes and wealth that followed the World Wars has come undone, as asset returns persistently outstrip the growth of the economy. In such ways does the painstaking collection of data fundamentally reshape understanding of the way economies work. It is a shame that data gathering does not carry higher status within the profession. It would raise the status of economics itself.